like Daniel. Yeah, I wanna be like Paul. Hey.
I just wanna serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I wanna serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrifice. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelation. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you. Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I have to thank God save me. You know what I'm saying? High off your own drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Well, good morning, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated, and welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E live this Saturday morning. We are excited, and we're continuing inviting you to join us for weekly discussions of current events aimed at discovering the truth of what's going on around and about us. Yes, we will discuss real-life issues in and out of our communities with special guests dedicated to discovering the truth and exposing the lies we face. Family, now is the time to build our confidence, to step out of the box, confidence to conquer our fears, hope to exceed your expectations, belief that you can manifest your dreams, faith to believe in what you cannot see, trust to know that there is a higher purpose for you, for the life in God, and regain your birthright in Christ. Now, yes, we are a current affair broadcast. Yes, we're going to be doing some live broadcasts in this new season, taking this thing on the road. But just as this one disclosure you have to get, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of truth. And with open arms, our ministries demonstrate God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. Yes, through works of charity, by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And yes, we declare and decree that we will reach the lost and unsaved of our community, of our city, of our state, of our nation, and then the world. Yes, this is what Real Talk is all about. So good morning again, family. I just want to say thank you for taking some time out this morning for us to just get caught up on the current affairs, what's going on here at P2P Community Development and with the Now Church and our sponsor, EZ For You Now. Just want to give some updates here on the incoming events that's going on here for P2P Community Development. We got everything written down and in order to go forward. We want to share these dates with everyone going forward. Yes, our backpack giveaway was to be today, but because of the lurking hurricane, we are being safe. It is getting a little gloomy now, and we didn't want to take a chance to be in the rain doing this. So we're stalling that, I believe, for next Friday, that we will resume with that. Still got some time because the kids are getting in school. They're really getting acclimated. But after Labor Day, we'll really know where the need is. So keep that in prayer. Backpack giveaway is still going on as we speak now. Give, give, give. Support, support, support. Donate, donate, donate. And one thing we always say, when we ask, we're asking to increase on what we have. If you're in need, please come. If you don't have, please ask. If you need our help, let us know that we can put you in the database to what we can help as much as we can. That goes on at all places, all times. Next Saturday, August 26th, I don't know if you are a Southern California rider, but everybody knows about the most hidden big city there is in California, and that is Lynwood, California. This Saturday, August 26th, is the annual all-classes Lynwood High reunion. Again, yes, this is the all-classes Lynwood High reunion, August 16th. This coming Saturday, all the details will be provided on our pages through the flyers. It will be at El Dorado Park, the section. I don't remember right offhand, but I will make that available to everyone that next Saturday, the all-classes reunion for Lynwood High, which includes Compton, which includes Southgate, which includes Paramount, and the lower side of the Watts, where we really connect there. We all grew up together. I went to school in Lynwood. I went to school in Compton, back and forth. So I have the right to claim both. But the biggest unknown city in the world, Lynwood, California, is having their annual alumni picnic next Saturday. If you need a shirt for that event, they are available at EZ Tees For You Now. It is a certified alumni shirt, very classy. Can keep it for life as long as you take care of it well. $25 for sizes small through extra large. $35 for 2X, 3X, 4X, 5X. You must bring your own. Next Saturday, all classes, Lynwood picnic. Going to be a great time. Then on September the 3rd is our feeding, which normally this Sunday would have been our feeding for P2P and the Now Church, California, but we have extended that out till the following weekend, which is September 3rd, Sunday, September 3rd, where we'll be having our service on the beach. We'll be serving barbecue on the beach. We'll be having fun on the beach. We're going to kick it on the beach and share the love of Jesus on the beach. Next week, September 3rd, the Now Church California at Guanapero Beach, P2P Community Development, serving and feeding all those in need, and all of us dedicating our time. Then we go on to, we got a little time in between here, then we start wrapping up for our Harvest Festival on October 28th. Again, our Harvest Festival for the Now Church California, where we step in place of Halloween, and we have a Harvest concert right now. Minister Michael is on it right now, getting guests, getting artists to come in and perform and be a part of this. If you're one that would like to partner with us, please reach out to myself or Minister Michael Netherly. You know him, Rockbox, and he'll get you in. Again, October 28th, that will be our Harvest Festival. Then on November 23rd, no, again, I was corrected. On November 22nd is our Thanksgiving feeding. Now, you know how we do it. We cook complete meals and deliver them to those 20 families. That's what we did last year. Still waiting on numbers to gang up that maybe we could do more. And I'm believing 50 families that will be able to be delivered that cannot get out, families that don't have it, that need a complete meal, that all they have to do the next day on the 23rd is throw it in the oven and eat. Now, if any of these events that just sparked you in the spirit, you say, I want to be a part of that, you can donate today to help us that we're getting things and allocate. This is for this event. This is for that event. So we know how to allocate those funds in that direction. But we are always in need to do more. Believe me, always in need to do more. So we're believing for 50 delivered and 50 turkeys here live on that day that can be taken with families that day, and a full meal catered by Raising Cane's chicken. They have already committed to blessing us again. We'll be served again by P2P Community Development, but we'll be fed by Raising Cane's chicken. You guys, you know you like that chicken. Then on 11, yes, that's for that one. No, hold on. Let me back up. Harvest is going to be, Raising Cane's. Thanksgiving, we're working on that, but that's what we cook and bring the foods in there. So we're thinking 50 and 50. Remember that, 50 and 50. And then on December 22nd, it is our toy drive. We're starting that right after the 22nd. It can start now. If you feel like in your spirit you want to help us with toys, go ahead and donate to that. Also, December 22nd will be our toy giveaway. But we're in the process of gathering toys as we speak right now. And then, say crossover. Crossover. Crossover is on December 31st here at the Now Church California, where we have a formal dinner, formal dance, and a formal word as we cross over from season 2023 into 2024. Now, I don't know if you realize it or if it's even if you've noticed this, but we are already at August 19th. 2023, if you blink, will be over. We must finish strong. We started strong. We're encouraging everyone to finish stronger. Amen. Again, backpack giveaway tentatively next Friday. Labor Day is the 3rd of September on Guanapero Beach. Harvest Festival here at the Now Church California on October 28th. Our Thanksgiving feeding is on November 22nd. Christmas toy giveaway and meal will be on December 22nd, and then crossover it is from 9 to 1 a.m. on 12/31. Get your ticket, get your reservation, invite somebody, come on out, fellowship with us as we bring in the new season of 2024. A lot of things going on here locally. We've seen, I don't know if you guys saw on the news this week, of the young man in Houston that was in his home and had a hours-long standoff with the police. And if you saw the video, it's kind of funny because the SWAT vehicle had an extension on it. This guy climbed on the extension and was brought out and was arrested. Amen. So no killing. No one was hurt in that sense. I don't know, guys, if you are aware of any of the news that goes along with in the rap community, but if you didn't know, Tory Lanez, who was accused and convicted of shooting Megan Thee Stallion, was sentenced to 10 years in prison, and he still to this day is claiming his innocence. That he did not. It was an accident. He didn't mean to shoot her. I think the gun just went off. But he was convicted of that and now serving 10 years in prison. Now, just a little side note about that. I don't know if you really pay attention to the industry, but in the industry, Tory Lanez had did some things individually in releasing his music without a producer, I mean, without a deal, without his label, about anything. He did it all on internet. He was selling songs for dollars and $2. And before you know it, he even racked up almost $1 million on dollar sales. And he claimed that he had broke the code. And I'm going to be asking, I really want to have this conversation next week about what was the code and how was it broken. And our rap analyst for Real Talk Pastor with Pastor E is Minister Rockbox. We're going to ask him to be prepared for us next week to let us know about how did he, what code did he break, and is that the reason why he is in jail today? Again, Tory Lanez is doing 10 years in prison. And there's something funny. Before he even got to the cell, he had already went on Instagram. So they got phones and the technology that social media is now allowed. I haven't been in jail for a long time, thank God. But I didn't know it was that active because he had already shot out a tweet on what had happened, and he was still innocent, but he was convicted, and he has been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Last night, two people dead after gunfire erupts in South L.A. in a street takeover. Again, these street takeovers are wild. Be safe in the streets. Now, you may not be in California. You may be in Texas. You may be in Florida. You may be in Wisconsin. You may be in Seattle, Washington. You may be in San Francisco or anywhere else. My cry to you today is to be safe. There is no place is sovereign anymore. Crime is just going rampant in our streets. In the streets of Long Beach, one man was left dead and two injured in a shooting. It's all over the place. I don't know if you heard about the story of the 23-year-old father who was killed. He was killed in Santa Fe Springs. A security guard at Hollywood Ralph's, he shoots and kills a person after an assault. There's a lot of violence going on, and we want to, as the body of Christ, continue to keep praying over the mental capacity of everyone out there and be aware. So nothing safe, nothing safe, nothing safe. Always be on the lookout. Now, in some sport news, tennis star Coco Gauff, she blesses her church after she thanks her church, blesses her church financially, and then made the statement that God is the biggest win of her life at the Mabadala City DC Open, where she won that tournament. But she gave God all the glory. She gave her church some funding from that win, and is continually to share the word of God through her talent. That is, I applaud her today. I clap my hands for her today for showing us through example how when we're blessed and we always say, God bless me, but then why aren't we blessing back God? And for the side note, that there's so many of these independent podcasters and bloggers that are talking against the church, that are talking against the principle of tithing, the principle of giving, and the principle of sowing. I want to stomp that out right now and put that under our feet. We know it works. And if you know you're working it, we got to tell more people that no, it isn't propaganda to pay Pastor E. It's not propaganda to build, to take your money to pay for my house or my living quarters. What we do, we sow into God and the places that God has given us where we're growing, that now we see the benefits in our finances and he's blessing us. I know for me and several of my friends around me, we look around and could promise, I thought I spent all my money. I didn't even thought I had to go to the ATM and there's some money in your pocket. That just is, for instance, yesterday, I forgot that a friend of mine had wanted some cards and did the cards, finished the cards, and was walking away, didn't even think about it. And then got a phone call and said, hey, I got your money. I'm like, wait, oh, I forgot about that. Bam, there's some money that I didn't have any money in my pocket, but it provided that that me and my grandson could eat last night. Don't tell me God won't do it when you sow, and you sow with a cheerful heart. And bless God at all times. Amen. Another thing, there's a story of a major league baseball pitcher. I think he tweeted on homosexuality and refuses to renounce his Christian beliefs that he could live both and that he was still accepted. I will say, I cannot label who's going to make it in heaven. I don't think any of us can. But this pitch, and I'm not going to his name, but he cited 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, and said, homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God and will go to hell. Well, I kind of like got to look at that a little different, because if I was homosexual and I confessed my sins and God forgave me, I'm going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I may have had a title of this. I had title drug dealer. I had title. Oh, let's not go into the titles. We've all had these titles that were on us. But once you have confessed your sins, the Bible says that he is faithful and just to forgive us if we repent. And we cannot be the judge and jury of anyone. Your job, my job, is to judge ourselves. My job, your job, is to correct ourselves. My job and your job is to do the right thing and repent for all sins. Let me say this again. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we have to be truly sound on this. Now, you cannot take the word and twist it for your own thoughts. So they went a little farther and they found out that this man is a strong supporter of President Donald Trump. And we know the progressiveness about the social media trends and things that are said that we keep hearing over and over again. The Bible says you cannot add or take away from the word of God. Everything God has done is finished and complete. And if you sin, you will go to hell. No ifs or buts about it. If you sin, you will go to hell. That's my, I believe it. And I try and I, mold my life to be as simple and sinless as I can, because I want to inherit the kingdom of heaven and resist hell. Now, the Bible says if you resist, he will what? Flee from you. Oh, don't tell me we can't bring the word in the news. You got to be straight about the word, and you have to let the word say exactly what it says and know the truth about the word and not let your own thoughts, judgments, write people off, but hold people accountable to the wages of sin. Say it. The wages of sin is death. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. So we're praying for that young man. We're praying for the ones that may have been hurt by this. And we want to bless that the truth be heard and heard. Another story in sports. I know you guys know DeMar Hamlin, Buffalo's Bills player. Several student athletes throughout the country have given their lives to Christ when he gave an event, and he was sharing that God healed him, that God delivered him, that he wasn't a clone. You know, they got all these rumors and stuff going out, and he professed Jesus Christ. Do you know these student athletes at the meeting gave their lives to Christ? Not DeMar Hamlin, but they gave their lives to Christ. Why? Because DeMar represented Christ. You say, well, why would you bring that up in news? Because if he can do it, we can do it too. And we can be more boisterous to tell people more about what God has done for us and let others declare. Another bit in news. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but in female sports, there's a big controversy on transgenders being able to compete against female athletes. I totally disagree. I totally think that's not fair, even though there's been some cross and some there's been some confusion in life and things like that. I'm praying that they get the truth. But in the mix of looking at it from an equal value, you're now looking at a man going against a woman in competition. We're built different. God formed us different. We're not physically and genetically the same. Women are more tender, more softer, more feminine, more softer, more feminine, more softer. And we are the head and the men that should be strong protectors. And no, not rulers, and no, not dictators, no, strong protectors. But a woman competing against a man is unfair to the woman. Female athletes are calling on Senate to protect women's sports. It's called Title IX, which is meant to change the lives and the situations of these athletes competing for what they've always wished, to win gold medals, to win championships. And then you find yourself competing against an unfair situation. Let's keep that in prayer also, as that is taken before Senate. And in the same realm, there's a male athlete, cross gender, who breaks the women's powerlifting record during a championship. And it's completely unfair. A male athlete who competes as a woman, as a powerlifter, is nowhere fair. I just can't see it. And just to let it be known, as I told you, we fully devoted to Christ here. So we always want to shout out those things that are unfair, and that we know what to pray about, and know that if we continue to be solid in the Word of God, that we can suffice these things, that we can win these things, that we can begin again and become successful. Amen. Our next segment: if you are looking to be successful, there are plenty of jobs in LA County hiring right now. Don't need degrees. If you go search on jobs in LA County, that website will come up, and you'll see account clerk 2 is open. That could pay anywhere from $41,000 to $56,000. Senior contract editor, auditor, could pay from $82,000 to $110,000. Court services assistant pays, and that is a monthly payment, anywhere from $32,000 to $41,000 a month. Now you say, well, how can you never know until you try? Look on there. They're hiring custodians right now at the County of Los Angeles, and that job can go from $33,000 to $45,000 a year. That's a retirement job. That's a retirement job. One of my nurses out there may be looking for enhancement. They have a supervising clinic nurse, supervising staff nurse position available right now. They're paying $101,000 to almost $151,000 a year, and there are jobs after jobs after jobs in the County of Los Angeles being hired by the County of Los Angeles. I dare you guys to go check on that. Let's not talk about we can't find a job. Are we looking? Pool lifeguard candidates. These are temporary jobs, but they pay up to like $17 to $20 an hour. If you're in the dental area, they have a dental specialist job, $171,000 to $452,000 a year. Maybe I'm in the wrong profession. Oh my Jesus! They have an occupational therapy supervisor job open, $111,000 to $158,000. There are jobs available. Let's get ourselves out there. And if you're not looking for employment, but you know others who are, come on, let's share this information and let's make it known. As we go forward, I want to bring another part up about our voices being heard. There is in our in right before us a takeover where there is, and we're going to really, really kind of end on this break. I want to give you guys an opportunity to dial in, dial one, comment. You got something to say to me today. You got a topic that you want to talk about next week, something that you didn't really get awareness of. But we're really looking at the takeover of demonic forces, where it used to be sneaky behind the door, behind late at night, you know, in basements and blacked out rooms and old warehouses and all these things. But if you're noticing in these later days where men become lovers of themselves, when they become disrespectful and disobedient to God, if you're noticing it, it's done without shame. And this is a sign for us to know that things are about to get worse. And I know we read the Bible and it says there's going to be a time of tribulation. There's going to be a time of war. There's going to be time of all these processes we go through in the end days, and some of us are waiting for them to happen. They're already happening. My cry and my word for everyone today is that we now become more boisterous. We have to speak louder than the adversaries. We have to give more information than the adversaries. We have to be more prepared than the adversaries, or we're going to lose this fight. Now, I hope you understand what I said. We're going to lose this fight. Christ has already won the fight. When he shows up, it's going to be click, 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 it's done. Let's wrap this thing up. But until then, do you know that we are going to be the ones that are going through these situations, and we're going to be the ones held accountable to live the standard of Christ? Oh, it's easy now. Nobody's refusing you food. Nobody's refusing you gas. Nobody's refusing you lodging. Nobody's refusing you your disability or your retirement fund. Right now, nobody's refusing anything, so you don't think it can happen. It can happen. We just came out of a situation of a two-year pandemic of shutdown. We controlled, and now it's like nothing ever happened. Be aware of the things you're not paying attention to. Be aware of the things that they're not talking about. They will get us so excited over one thing that we'll miss what's going on right in our face. Family, we must be more about this real stuff. If we're going to be real, let's be real. Let's be 100% real about what we're doing, and let's be real about what we're saying. And let's take back what the enemy has stolen. They've stolen the music industry. Well, we come together, let's take it back. They've stolen the entertainment. Hey, if they stole it, let's take it back. They've stolen the medical field. Let's take it back. And let's be real about this. And that's the purpose of Real Talk with Pastor E, that we can talk about some real stuff, some real issues going on, and not be so ashamed to say Christ is the reason that I am who I am. Christ is the reason that I can do what I do. And Christ is the only reason that I can continue. That word must be preached, and it must be preached more soundly and more loud. And we're asking the Christian artists to be more vocal. I don't know if you noticed there was a post of Tyrese Gibson. And he said in this interview, he said, well, you know, Fast 10 is out. I should be promoting that. Got a new album out. I should be promoting that. But he made a bold statement to say that Jesus is Lord. And he did acknowledge that every other area in the music industry is building up satanic rituals. You see it. That's just not play. They're not just putting horns out their head and these emblems and these signs and all these figures that they're bringing around to represent the satanic following. Don't think it's just for TV. Don't think it's just for show. You better know this is purpose, and he's coming out, and he's coming out bold. And we're going to wait around when he's so bold, when he's standing right before us saying, kneel to me. Yeah, I had to let that settle down in there. Come on, family, let's do better. Let's get stronger. Let's get more aware. Let's get more conscious. And let's do more of what we're supposed to do what God has called us to do. Amen? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love me some Jesus, and I thank God for him right now. Come on, put your hands together for him as we transition to our next phase. Amen, amen. Now, this is our segment of Real Talk with Pastor E, live and in color. If you have a comment, if you have a question, or if you just want to shout out to Pastor E, go ahead and dial 1. Let us bring you into the conversation, and let's do that now. Area code 725, last 4, 1016. You are live with Real Talk.
Good morning, Pastor E. This is Minister Yvonne. How are you doing this morning, giving glory to God?
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. I wanted to speak on our children going to school. This is our first week for them. Some have already been there for a couple of weeks. I want to keep them in prayer as we do start and they make their choices and decisions on their peer pressures. As we know, we have lost a lot of young children to fentanyl as far as drugs and drinking after other students and no telling what's inside what they drink. you know, having the parents talk to their students. There's nothing, their children. There's nothing wrong with talking to your children. Because I know growing up, they weren't hesitant to talk to us. If your children can't talk to you, have them talk to somebody. It needs help out here. Children are committing suicide because they can't talk to anybody. They may look okay, but they're not. So Heavenly Father, I ask you, I come to you on fallen knees to protect our children, to help our parents to be open with their children, to guide them and comfort them when they need to be. Heavenly Father, you are our Father. My words and my tongue are tied, Lord. There are so many things on my heart for our children. We can't be with them all the time, but Heavenly Father, you are there all the time to guide them, to protect them, and show them the way. Lord, we struggle along with them, with our decisions, but we know the right and the wrong. We have sinned, Lord, but you gave your Son to us, and he's died on the cross to forgive us our sins. So we need to teach our children as well that as long as they sin, they can be forgiven, as long as we speak to them and let them know that it's okay, that we can make mistakes and we can learn from our mistakes, Lord. You're a forgiving God. You're a loving God. You're a protecting God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, that is well needed. There's a lot of things, and suicide is one of the biggest challenges that we have in America. If you're in that arena and you're listening, you're saying, why did she bring that up? I'm telling you, God had her bring that up. But you can always dial 988 at any time from any phone service from any part of this country. 988, that is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can get help there. You can also call P2P Community Development at 562-413-3710. And, yes, we must stay connected, and we must continue to watch this. Suicide or death is all over the place. And in a lot of smaller cities, Yvonne, kids that are bullied, kids are mistreated, and it's all over. I mean, from South Korea to the Federated States of Micronesia, Lithuania, all across the world, suicide is pop. I mean, it's like popular, and
it's like
703,000 people die by suicide worldwide each year. Worldwide, that's 1.3% of our society. Big numbers, but definitely in our youth.
It is, and one of the signs, if you're listening, to notice with your children is when they start to be distant, when they don't want to go outside, if they don't want to associate with themselves with other kids, kind of like keep an eye on that. My granddaughter was bullied from first grade until, I want to say, maybe the fourth grade. We started noticing that she didn't want to associate herself with other people until we finally asked her what was going on. And she told us she was being bullied. Then one day we told her, you know what, you need to tell somebody, because if you don't tell anybody, we're not going to know. So when she finally did tell us, things started to change. We were able to address the situation. We talked to the parents. We talked to the school. And she started to blossom. She started to associate herself. So if you don't pay attention to the signs, you might not have a child after. So I'm glad that we did pay attention to the signs and address the situation. So if you're out there and you see and you notice these signs, ask questions. Just don't think like, oh, you know what, they're just in their phone. There's nothing going on. There might not be something going on, but then again, there might be something big going on.
Exactly. And most kids, whether you know it or not, are crying out for help. And I know they look rebellious. I know that. But they're really looking for attention from us as adults. But we'll wipe it off. We must do better as parents. Thank you so much ministry, Vine. That's a hot topic. I'm going to ask everybody on this broadcast today to have some information about suicide, because, you know, I was just pulling up my notes because this was from last week, and I don't know if you guys wonder if they got messed up, but that was one of our subjects about mental health and about conflict resolution, is that since 2020, at the beginning of the pandemic, suicide rate with our youth have increased 60%.
Yeah.
That's a subject that we need to talk about. We're going to be talking about suicide in our suicide next Saturday here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Thank you so much, Ministry Vine. Area code 42432, last 45373. You're live on Real Talk. All right, that must have been a mistake. No problem at all. Anybody else out there? Come on, dial one, get in the conversation while we still have a few more minutes to go here as we're talking about current events, news, and local stuff that's going on. And this subject, I'm so glad that Minister Yvonne brought up, is about suicide. Pastor Terry, you're live. Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning, beautiful family. Praise God for this day. Pastor, you have given us a wealth of information this morning, and then also Minister Yvonne coming in and sharing on the topic. And as you had spoke earlier, of mental illness, it's still rapid, and in our youth, it's really rapid too, because like you said, what we pay our attention to, and the children right now, they're on TV all day long, and they're listening with something in their ears or something, so we got to be like our parents were. We got to be nosy. We got to get into their heads and see what's in their mind, what's on their heart, what's there. You know, sometimes these parents are being so busy, they're leaving their children. When they children get out of school, you got to ask them, how was your day? You know, this is what we said, when a family that prays together will stay together. As the families pray, you got to talk to your children, so they can be open, so they can tell you some things that's bothering them, because we don't want them to be reclusive. We want them to include the parents. I'm not a parent, but we want them to include the aunties and everybody in what's going on in their lives, you know, because when you think back how our parents raised us, we talked, how was your day today? What did you learn at school today? So these are some of the things we have to share with the children, because we have to share with them as our father, there's nothing we can't go to God. There's nothing too big or too bad we can't go to our father with. So we want the kids to know that with their parents, their mother, their father, there's nothing that you can't come to us that's so bad that we can't hear. Nothing you can't hide, nothing you need to just keep to yourselves, because the Lord says to cast our burdens. So praise be to God, Pastor E. This
right.
is something, you know, because Minister Yvonne did hit on that. Check on the children. And like you said, we've had them, they were in 2 years, 2 years of COVID, and a lot of mental illness set in them, just not being able to socialize with one another. So I thank God that you have brought back Real Talk, because there's some issues going on. You gave us some that's going on, like men and women competing in sport. No, that's a negative. I can't do the same amount of push-ups you can do. I'm not going to try to, because that's not reality.
And you shouldn't.
That's
you
not
shouldn't.
Real. Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you do that and stay in my lane, you know, because I know my lane. God knows my lane, too. So glory be to God. God bless you, my family. Much love. Amen.
Bless you, too, Pastor Terry. God bless you also.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe another caller out there. And you don't even know why you're here, but you've heard some good information, and you're excited to know, how do we get so excited? Dial one, let us tell you, it's nothing but Jesus. And with him, we can do all things. Let's try this again. Area code 432, last 45373. You're live on Real Talk.
Good morning, Pastor. Apologies for that. My phone was on mute. I just want to add to what Sister Yvonne was talking about with the kids. I work in the school system in a small town, and I've worked with kids for about 20 years now, and it's so different. Everything is different. I see so much of the depression. I see the mental illness. I see how hard it is for them, and I just want to be able to make sure to be able to recognize that they need help, if they don't want to come to some of us, because sometimes they just won't. And I just want to be able to recognize anything that they're needing, that I can be there for them, and they don't have to turn to suicide, they don't have to turn to drugs, or they don't have to turn to just different stuff. There's so much out there happening. So I just ask for prayer for that. You can hear me, right?
Yes, we can. We're definitely going to be in prayer for that. And this goes, and like I said, a lot of us, we look at the big city stuff, and in these in smaller towns, it's even worse because there's so much isolation, and there's not a lot of services. I mean, you can imagine how many services we have in California, in Los Angeles area, and that that they're still, the rates are still high. Can you imagine these small towns that are isolated and are expected to live a certain standard by their parents and by their peers and everything else, and the stresses, that if they are a little different, that they get, you know,
yeah.
And maybe you could even address that part, you know, that a kid that's in a smaller town that may be a little different can become worse to them because they're so isolated or they're so picked on.
Yes, that's a fact. I'm actually had a girl come to me the other day because she is different, and she talked to me a little bit and wanted to, I mean, they know I'm a Christian, but also wanted to know what I thought, and I told her, you know, I don't judge them. That's not my place. I'm not the judge. I'm there for them to be able to come to and talk to, especially when they cannot go home and talk to their parents or any of their family. Yeah, so.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's hard.
Well, that's
there's
good.
Nothing
that's good.
Here.
Yeah. Well, we're going to definitely be stronger in prayer, especially in the smaller arena, that the Spirit of God will just open up the windows of communication, and that the freedom to talk will be acknowledged. Amen. Bless you so much, woman
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Anybody else? We got a couple more minutes. Go ahead, dial one. If not, we are going to get ready to get up out of here. We hope that we were informative today. We pray that God was able to enlighten us today on what's really going on. And let's just keep it real. Real talk is just not a catchy phrase. This isn't another talk show like everybody else. This is a platform that we can be real, we can be relevant, and we can be effective. And that's the purpose of us being here. So if you're out there and you're dealing with one of these issues, we have a green room. We can pray with you. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, and we said something to encourage your thought process, dial one. We have a green room, private, that we can talk to you. And if you wanted to start a check, which is very simple, we can pass that on to you too, and you'll be right where we are, a child of God, serving him with everything that we do. Family, we want you to know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. The most important thing that I could ever say to you is that you can do whatever you put your mind to as long as you trust Christ. Thank you for joining us today. This is Pastor E with Real Talk and this is Real Talk with Pastor E signing off now. And believe, you can do all things.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, God can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said God can do all things.
See, I understand that.
I know, baby, there will always be. in the small things.
Let's go.
God can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things.
Woo!
All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you.
Talking about doors you never seen.
Yes.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things.
See the blessings coming.
All the big and the small things.
But you had to get you ready for it.
Talking about doors you never seen.
Yes, sir.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive.
What are we talking about?
All things.
What are we talking about?
All things.
Come on, say.
All things.
Say it again now.
All things.
And my people say.
God can do it.
He can do it.
Woo!
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.